Amazing. Let's go and worship God. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this evening where we can come and worship you. And God, we just want to lift up your praise this evening. You are worthy of it all, God. You are worthy of our worship. Our Father.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior.
Let's proclaim.
I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again.
Our judge
and our defender, suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. He descended into darkness. You rose in glorious light, forever seated high. Father, I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, I believe.
Thank you. God, we just come before you. And we open up our hearts and we just ask that you would really move again. Lord, whatever we've come with and whatever burdens we have, God, or whatever is on our hearts, God, I pray that we lay that down before you as we worship and we surrender it to you, God. We ask that, Lord, you would forgive us of things that we've done wrong and that, Lord, we can have a pure heart before we come before your throne. God, you are a holy God and we can only approach you when we are whole and when we are pure. So God, we just come before you now. Let's just spend a moment coming before the Lord ourselves personally. Thank you.
our God.
I just feel like there's a lot of people here that they're going through a time of frustration or confusion or disappointment. And I just want to encourage you that we have a God who is good. We have a God who is faithful, who never lets us down. And we're going to sing this chorus again. We're going to sing that you are good. We're going to proclaim that. And I just want you to think of those things that you're going through, maybe the frustration, or the disappointment, or the anxiety that you have, or the things that you're facing at this moment in time. And if there are difficulties, that you can really proclaim this into your own lives, into the people around you. Maybe you know people who are going through difficult situations. So let's just sing this as a church and really proclaim that He is good in every season, and He is never going to let us down. Because you're good.
Blessings that we can see and we can be thankful, or whether we are really in the valleys and we're struggling to find out and figure out, God, why we're in these situations. Help us to see and remember your goodness, your faithfulness. You have never left us, God. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we just lift up the rest of this evening. Spirit really dwell in us. Yeah, we just pray that you would bless and move in our hearts, God. Pray over Ancy as she continues to preach and share and open up her heart to us, Father God. May you just bless her lips, anoint her lips. Maybe something that convicts us, changes our hearts, Father God, because you're working. So we thank you, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a seat. Thank you. So we thank you that you don't miss a thing. But you see everything. You see our hearts, our situations, our lives, God. We thank you. You are a God who takes notice of us. Thank you, God. We're just going to spend some moments. Let's really come to the Lord tonight and glean from Him. I see this picture of, like when Auntie was sharing about the farmers or the reapers who would reap, and this person just in their shadow, just picking up all the good things that they may have left, all the blessings, all the favor. Let's let that be us tonight. Let's really come before the Lord and glean from Him. Let's hide in His shadow. Let's draw from His favor and His blessings that He continues to pour into our lives. We're going to sing this song and just sing this chorus of "You Don't Miss a Thing."
To my knees, You're the one who pulls me up again. What a mystery, how You notice me, 'cause in a crowd of 10,000 I sing, what a wonderful thing, and what a wondrous thing that I could stand to sing. 'Cause when I fall to my knees, up again. What a mystery, how You notice me, 'cause in a crowd of 10,000 You don't miss a thing. Oh no, Lord, You see everything. Just think that I could stand to sing. When I fall to my knees, You're the one who pulls me up again. What a mystery that You notice me, 'cause in a crowd of 10,000 You don't miss a thing. You see everything. You don't miss a thing, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. Let's continue to worship Him.
Sing "Grace."
Grace, You show me grace. You lifted my shame. You draw me with loving kindness. Washed whiter than snow, You have redeemed and made me whole.
Sing "Grace."
Grace, You show me grace. You lifted my shame. You draw me with loving kindness. Washed whiter than snow. You have redeemed me whole. mercy, and you triumphed over death, and you are worthy of all glory and praise. You are worthy, we say, Jesus, Jesus, you have won me, and you've broken every chain with love and mercy, you triumphed.
Foreigners, even though we are not your children originally, Father, that you have brought us into that family, that we can call you our Father, that you are our King. We just worship you and we just lift you up, God. If there are things that are bounding us, God, we give that to you and we ask, Lord, would you break those chains? Lord, would you heal our hearts, heal our brokenness, Father God? Holy Spirit, would you minister into our hearts again right now as we just worship you, God? Amen.
There was a moment when the lights went out, when death acclaimed its victory. The King of Love, the King of Love, and given up his life. The darkest day in history. Sinners, for every person's blood atoned. One final breath that it was finished, but not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake. And the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens rose. All hail King Jesus. All hail. Lit up, a flash of light was breaking through.
Is it in his Lord?
When all those lost across eternity, the King of Life was on through.
Yeah,
for in a dark cold tomb, where our Lord. Oh, you only know singing.
Worship you, and we know that, Lord, you are the one that we need to place as King in our hearts. You are the one that we really do need to lay aside everything else and just lift you up in our lives, God. We know that we have not put you first in our lives, but God, we have seen your goodness and we know your favor, even to the unworthy. So God, we make that conscious effort and that decision, God, to put you first in our lives, and may that just stream and break out into every facet of what we do in our lives, whether it's our relationships, our work, our jobs, our families, Father God, even our friends and the places that you've called us into. God, may your love and putting you first really stream into those, that we can love people with your love, Father God. So as we finish, God, we want to just continue to exalt your name. You are the King of Kings, and we worship you for that.
mortal flesh, forsaken by a traitor's kiss, years of sin and centuries did pierce the lowly Prince of Peace. Oh, lifted high the sinless man, they crucified the spotless lamb, buried by the sons of man,
but he was rescued by
the Father's hand to reign as King forever, reign as King forever, reign as King forevermore. The eternal
beginning and end. You know everything about us. You know how many hairs are on our heads, how many grains of sand there are. But Lord, you love us. You sent your son to die for us. We thank you, Father. May that truth empower us this week. May your Holy Spirit guide us and lead us. And so now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen. Thank you. We're going to be sticking around for some snacks and goodies. Thank you. But after some personal time of reflection and prayer, you feel free to mingle with us. Thank you.